Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Giants baseball coming up. Joined by Kyle Jensen, San Francisco Giants. And we joke about it, but Hunter Strickland said 5 home runs and 4 at-bats, having quite a spring so far.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that was a thing, but I think that's kind of impossible to do. But, yeah, everything's going good so far.
You're a local guy, and I always like to get a little bit of background because, you know, everyone is going to hear the show out in Stockton where you went to high school, and, of course, at St. Mary's where you went to college. So take us back a little bit as a kid growing up and what baseball and sports were like for you.
Well, both my parents and grandparents are from Pleasanton, Dublin. So growing up, I would go over there a lot to my grandparents' house. I grew up in Tracy a little bit, went to high school in Stockton. As soon as I finished high school, we moved back over the hill in San Ramon. St. Mary's College, you know, I'm just kind of from all over.
Yeah, well, that's a good part of the Bay Area. What about as a baseball player? Were you a Little League player, Pinto player, Pony League player, and, you know, high school? Where'd you play and all that stuff?
I mean, Little League in Tracy, high school in Stockton, you know, college in the West Coast Conference, and then, you know, everything just kicked up from there.
You're a big kid, and you throw left-handed and bat right-handed. I thought I was the only one in the world who did that.
Yeah, well, me and the other guy I know is Cody Ross. He throws lefts and bats right. Yeah, that's all I could think of so far.
All right, well, coming out of high school, what choices did you have? Could you have been a pro coming out of high school, or was St. Mary's the one where you wanted to go? How did all that happen?
I was still developing. I didn't really get any offers, you know, to go pro or anything. I went to St. Mary's College mainly as a pitcher, and I kind of chose St. Mary's because they were open to, you know, playing both ways a little bit, and, you know, I was still developing freshman year pitching, didn't work out, and then I just converted as a hitter, and it just kicked off from there.
Yeah. So what kind of a college career did you have as a hitter?
I mean, I think I had a pretty good career. I mean, I don't remember, like, stat-wise, but, yeah, I was pretty – had good success in college.
All right. Kyle Jensen with us. Nice to have him here, a local kid, having a very, very good spring training here in Arizona. Getting drafted into the professional ranks, how did that happen? What did you think was going to happen, and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I had a good sophomore year and then a decent junior year and, you know, decided to, you know, take it to the next level. And, you know, I got drafted by the Miami Marlins. And, I mean, yeah, it's just kind of just every year just, you know, getting better and just taking it to the next level.
What are some of the things coming out of St. Mary's and being a good power hitter in St. Mary's, what are some of the things you had to adjust to as a pro, even in that first professional city where you were?
I mean, just the routine, you know, the amount of games you play. You know, we don't play that too many games in college, and, you know, we play, you know, midweek game and 3 on the weekend. You know, it's kind of a huge adjustment, you know, being on your own with the team, you know, day in and day out, you know, long bus rides and kind of like that daily routine.
You do get up to the big leagues, and I think Arizona, you come up to the big leagues, and you've got a home run at least in the big leagues. Tell us about getting up to the big leagues and maybe the long ball.
Yeah, it was my first big league hit was a homer, you know, and it was one to remember.
Off of?
Bumgarner. Yeah, he remembers it.
Yeah, I was going to say, has he said anything to you about it?
I was outside taking BP, and he comes up to the cage, and, you know, he was telling the guys, you know, that was, you know, he was, you know, my first big league hit, and it was a homer, and on my last swing in BP, I hit one over, you know, left field, and he was just like, yeah, but look like that one.
Very good. What was it like being with the Diamondbacks? How did you get the call up to the big leagues? How did all that happen?
You know, I had a really good year in Reno and AAA, and it was came down to, like, the last series. We were up in Tacoma, and Phil Nevin was our manager, and he already told me I had a day off. You know, the season was we were already out of the playoffs, and he kind of wanted to play a lot of the guys that didn't get a lot of playing time during that season. Yeah. So he told me, you know, you're gonna be off for a couple days, and we were gonna have a fantasy football party, you know, and just kind of like, you know, season ending, kind of like wrap it up. And he told the whole team, you know, in the clubhouse before the game, and, you know, I got the news then.
Well, oh, cool. Very nice. Very nice. Kyle Jensen with us. Yeah, it's interesting talking to you, and you mentioned fantasy football, and the world today is so different than 10 years ago, 20 years ago with Twitter and Instagram and all that. Are you one of those guys? Are you online, so to speak?
I am, but I'm not too social with, you know, with it. You know, I like, I'm more on Instagram than Twitter. I don't really know how to work that, but, but yeah, I'm out there a little bit.
How does one follow you on Instagram? We'll get you a few followers here.
I mean, just, I guess, look up my name and I should be up. I'm not private or anything.
All right. So it's Kyle Jensen on Instagram. You did play in Japan, which is, I think, really a story. Boy, for a young kid, had you ever been to Japan before? First question. And two, boy, take us through what that was like.
No, I've never been. You know, I've always wanted to go and, you know, try new things. And last year I got the opportunity to go overseas and play for a year. And, you know, I had a really good experience. It was a lot of fun. I was with a good team.
Which one?
The SoftBank Hawks. We won it all last year.
Wow.
And I had a good translator, and I couldn't ask for a better, you know, setup over there.
How did you adapt to just the lifestyle, the food, and everything else?
I mean, it's a big adjustment. You know, you just gotta, you know, embrace it. You know, there's nothing really you can do about it when you're over there. You know, as far as the food, the culture, you know, the baseball, the routine. You know, in spring training, we're leaving the hotel full uniform to the field, and you know, it's a little different.
Yeah, so you must have had pretty good sushi, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, lots of good sushi, ramen, you know, Kobe beef.
Boy, not bad to be a baseball player in Japan. It is different. The ball's a little different. The travel is different. The music, the players. How would you describe all that?
Well, everything's different, you know. Our games, a lot of games are in domes. Right field, we have a band. The other team has a band in left field, and it's just constant noise, constant drums. You know, the fans are really into their games, and it's pretty fun to watch.
And I think there's a time limit, is there not, I think, with the travel?
I don't know if there's a time limit, but our travel is fairly easy.
Yeah. Well, it's probably train, I imagine.
Yeah, we do some flights and then, you know, a lot of bullet trains.
All right. How did you hit over there? How many home runs and what did they call you?
I couldn't really check stats. You know, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I hit a few home runs in the first month and a half and, you know, I lost count.
Did they give you a nickname?
They call me Jenny, short for Jensen, I guess. I mean, that was their thing.
All right. Boy, what an experience, you know, playing in Japan. So let's talk baseball here in the camp. You, as we said when we started, hitting the ball very well. And what are some of the things you have to do? What do you work on? You're a veteran, really. You've been around the game a long time. What do you have to work on down here?
Just work on, you know, getting to know the players and the staff, you know, start building relationships. And as far as at the plate, you know, just get your timing down, get your sights locked in. And, you know, for the most part, everything's been locked in and I've been feeling really good.
Yeah, Alonzo Powell, Rick Shue, the hitting coaches now, Bam Bam is still here. What do they tell you? What's your issue? Wait for a good pitch, keep the hands steady. What do you have to do? Because when you connect, there's no question it's going out.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything's going good so far, so I don't think they're going to say too much. You know, they're just going to, I think for them right now, they're just going to go out and, you know, just observe and watch.
Yeah, and see what works. And if you're not doing this, you better get back to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Nice having you on. Anyone you want to say hello to in the Bay Area, a high school coach or anybody else that made a big impression on your life, college coach?
I mean, just all my friends and family back home. They all know who they are. The team went up. They're all here right now. And all my college roommates, they're all here visiting in Scottsdale.
Cool. All right. Nice to have you on the show. A pleasure. And you've been a lot of fun to watch here. And a local kid, so it's always fun. Kyle, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Very good. That's Kyle Jensen. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.